Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Ruby.
Morning, Ryan.
How's it going over there?
Good.
Now, are you at home? Are you in the car? Or are you on a spaceship?
I'm at home.
And are you in the TV room? Are you in the kennel? Are you in the attic?
I'm in the kitchen.
Kitchen. Have you had your breakfast?
Yes.
What did you have?
Fruit and fiber.
Oh. Is that's like a cereal thing, is it?
Yeah.
And did you add milk to it?
Yeah.
Did you put sugar on it?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Fruit, fiber and sugar just isn't going to work today. How old are you, Ruby?
6 years old.
And where are you in school?
Senior infants.
Senior infants. But have you finished, or is today your last day, or did you finish?
Today's my last day.
Oh, great. And who's your teacher in senior infants?
Miss Kilhan?
Or Kilhan?
Kilhan.
Okay. And are you going to be sad to say goodbye to her, or delighted to see the back of her?
Sad.
Why? Tell me three nice things about her, please. One. Tough question.
She's patient.
Patient. That's a lovely quality. Okay, next thing.
And she gives us all the things that we need.
Oh, well, that's another lovely quality. And finally?
She helps us with our work.
Brilliant. Well, she sounds like the perfect teacher. And what sort of things do you like doing when you're not at school, Ruby?
Cycling and writing.
Lovely.
And surfing.
Good. Surfing. Are you good at surfing?
Yes.
Do you think it's difficult?
No.
And what sort of things do you like to write about?
Nemo and the Gingerbread Man.
Nemo and the Gingerbread Man. That's lovely. And do you write stories about them and their adventures? Did you just make things up, is it?
I just make things up.
Okay. And do you ever do a story where Nemo and the Gingerbread Man hang out together?
No.
Because if the Gingerbread Man went for a swim with Nemo, that story wouldn't last very long, would it?
No.
No. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters and no brothers.
And are your sisters human or are they alien children?
Alien.
Yeah, I thought they might be. What are their names?
Hannah and Quiva.
Have you any animals in the house?
I have three dogs.
Could you name them, please?
Saoirse, Daisy and Kerry.
Okay. Saoirse, Daisy and Kerry. Are they all the same kind of dog or are they all different?
They're all different.
All different. Science 57. And are they gorgeous?
Yeah.
And are they big or small?
Two of them are the same size and one is the big.
One's the big one. Okay, great. Well, do you know stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's why you're here, Ruby. Let's play the game. Give me some letters, please.
D.
What D are the creatures that feature in Jurassic Park and Jurassic World? Rhyme.
Dinosaur.
That'd be it. Never need a rhyme at all. And another letter, please.
P.
What P is the word for a dog or a cat's foot?
Pet. Paw.
Yeah, paw. Pet paw. They have pet paws. Exactly. And just third letter, please.
D.
You said D. Yeah, we'll tell you. I can ask you the same question again if you like. But for the place.
Or.
Or. What or is what you do with a book? What do you do when you see?
Read.
You read the book. Of course you do. Lovely. Now your fourth letter, please. Ruby.
Why?
Well, what Y is the colour of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yellow.
He's yellow. Of course he is. And finally, your fifth question, Ruby.
F.
F, you said? F for fool?
Yeah.
What F is somewhere you might find sheep or cows or pigs?
Field.
In a field? Now, I know it's your last day of school, but come September, you're going to have a brand new lunchbox to put your lunch in, which is great. And you can put fruit and fibre in there with some milk and have it in school if you want. But you've just won an orange tacky lunchbox. Well done, Ruby. The prize is yours. You did very well. Okay, have a great summer holiday, won't you?
Yeah. Can I ask you two random questions?
Yeah, of course you can. Go ahead. See, your Ruby's only six. She's like a little...
Can you sign my lunchbox?
Yes, I can sign. I'd be delighted and honoured and it'd be a privilege and a pleasure. Consider it done. And?
And I have a joke.
I can't tell you how much I love jokes. They brighten my day. So I'd like to hear your joke, please, Ruby.
What did the fish say when he swam into the wall?
What did the fish say when he swam into the wall? I have no idea.
Damn.
That's really good. Thank you for that, Ruby. I love that joke.
Awesome.
And have a lovely summer, and I'll see you next time.
Okay.
Damn, that was good.